Well, we've been looking at putting on the whole armor of God, that which Paul instructs us to do, what Paul speaks about in Ephesians chapter 6. And we've already learned that we've learned about all the priestly garments, because we've already put on those priestly garments because we are a royal priesthood in Jesus Christ. So what we've been looking at the last number of weeks, we've been looking at and seeing all of the individual pieces of armor that we are to put on. So far, we've looked and we've seen the piece of armor that is the breastplate. We've seen the belt, the breastplate. And last week, we looked and we saw the armor that was on our feet, the armor that undergirds us and carries us in the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. So today, what I'm going to do is look at that next piece of armor that we are supposed to put on, that piece of armor that Paul instructs us to put on. And that is the shield of faith. And we read that in verse 16 of Ephesians 6. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, the first thing I want us to see in this verse is the opening words, above all. See, we read above all, and we read that to mean as of the highest priority or the most important thing. But perhaps a better way to read it is to lift up over and above all things in this life. And that's exactly the way this verse reads when you read this verse in the Amplified Bible. Lift up over all covering shield of saving faith upon which you quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. So the next word, not if we can go back to that previous verse. If we go back and look at the New King James verse again, the next word that we see really brings clarification to that meaning, to that understanding. Because the Greek word that we read as taking, that Greek word means to raise up. It actually means to take in order to use it. So the shield of faith, it's not more important than all the other pieces of the armor, but it is to be lifted up over us. It is to be lifted up over all things in this life as a means of our protection. It is our covering. It covers us so that no matter what you might face today, the instruction for us, our instruction, is to lift up the shield of faith. Faith. Faith is our reliance, our leaning on, our trust in the love of Jesus and his promises. And when we lift up that shield of faith, you are protected against every attack the enemy can hurl against you in your life. Lift up the shield of faith. So when we think about shields, we picture in our mind the shields like the Roman shields. The Roman shields that the readers of Paul's letter would have envisioned themselves. So we've seen this picture a few weeks ago. These are Roman shields. And you can see these shields, by their design, they are designed to cover a large portion of the body. But you can also see that the side, and especially the back, is left totally exposed. Now, when people teach on Paul's speaking in this verse, oftentimes what they say is, well, because we have no armor in the back, because this is the picture that is portrayed, because we have no armor in the back, we are always to advance forward. Now, listen, I totally agree with that last part. We are always to advance forward. Or the last 7 weeks, how many times have you heard me use the word advance? You're going to hear it a lot today. Totally agree. We are to advance forward. But if someone has ever told you that we have no armor in the back, we have no rear guard, no rear armor, that is inaccurate. And it does matter. Because if we think that we are not totally covered in Jesus Christ, that's not accurate. And that can open up the door to fear, to doubt, and to uncertainty. We need to know that we are totally surrounded. Jesus totally protects you. When you lift up that shield of faith, faith, that means you are believing in him and his word. When you lift up that shield of faith, it provides that full protection all around you. It matters that you see it this way. It matters that you see the shield of faith in this manner, because the shield of faith, listen, it is a spiritual reality. The shield of faith is something that is real in the spiritual realm. And so we need to see the shield of faith as it truly is in the spiritual realm. And the beautiful thing is, the Word of God itself describes our shield for us. And the Word of God tells us that it is a shield that totally surrounds us. You are surrounded on all sides in Jesus Christ. You are totally surrounded in Him. And we see that in Psalm 5, verse 12. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with your favor. You will surround him as with a shield. The shield that you have, when you lift up the shield of faith, you are totally covered on all sides. You are absolutely, totally covered on all sides. His shield surrounds you. So you need not worry about any attacks that may be coming from behind. Because anyway, those are attacks you can't see anyway. There's absolutely no reason for us to be looking back and watching for the attacks of the enemy. No need. Look forward and advance. This is what I hear. I hear the Lord speaking to me, and I can hear my own natural father. I can hear his voice saying, Todd, eyes forward. No looking around. Eyes forward. That's what he's saying to us. You don't need to look. You don't need to be watching for the attacks that are coming from behind you or on the sides. You can't see them coming anyway. No need. All you have to do, keep your eyes ahead and continue to advance. For you are covered front and back. You are covered in Jesus Christ. So while we advance, and if you remember, we talked about this last week, while we advance, while we are attacking the rear guard of the enemy as he retreats because he's defeated, we advance. We are on the advance. As we attack his rear guard as he retreats, just as we saw last week, when we advance, Jesus is our rear guard. You are totally protected. So don't look around. Don't look behind you. Don't worry. Don't worry about yesterday. You look ahead. You keep advancing. Keep going forward. Jesus is our rear guard. It says in Isaiah 52, verse 12, for you will not go out with haste, nor will you go in flight, as was necessary when Israel left Egypt. For the Lord will go before you, and the Lord of Israel will be your rear guard. Jesus is your rear guard. So as you lift up the shield of faith, stop thinking about the attacks that are coming from behind. Stop thinking about those things. Don't even focus on those. Because Jesus Christ, He is your rear guard. That's His job. You don't need to look behind you. That's His job. Yes, there's going to be attacks that come in our life. That's what Jim's given his testimony about. There are attacks that come in our life. But if I'm watching for those attacks, I'm putting my trust in self. I'm trusting in self, and I'm not trusting in Jesus Christ. And listen, I don't want that responsibility. That's Jesus' job. I leave that responsibility in Jesus' hands when I am looking forward and when I am advancing in Him. Most of the time, most of my trouble comes when I'm paying attention to the attacks. Most of my trouble comes is when I'm doing what Jim's talking about. Most of my trouble comes when I'm looking at the attacks and the assaults against me. It comes when I'm paying attention to the attacks instead of paying attention to the assignment that Jesus has given to me. The moment I take my eyes off of pursuing, I need to be looking ahead and pursuing the enemy, taking back all the things that are mine. The moment I take my eyes off of pursuing and I turn around and instead I'm looking in protection mode, the moment I do that, I have stopped my advance. I stop my advance, and I am no longer walking. I'm no longer allowing Jesus to be the one that is my rear guard. I've taken that upon myself. And that's when I tend to get bogged down in the things of life. And that's when I also start to see all the things that the enemy has, and I focus on those things. Jesus is my rear guard. So all I need to do, I lift up my shield of faith. He's my rear guard. I lift up my shield of faith. I look in front. I keep advancing in the direction that He told me to go, That's all I'm supposed to do. That's all I have to do. As long as I do that, I'm entrusting Jesus to be my rear guard. Look, I don't overtake the enemy, and I do not lay hold of my promises when I stop my advance to look around and to watch for attacks. Let me say that again. I do not overtake the enemy, which is what we saw last week. We have the traction. Our feet are shod in the Word of God, undergirding us with that supernatural power. It gives us traction to overtake the enemy. That's what we're supposed to do. We advance. I don't overtake the enemy, and I don't lay hold of my promises that are mine. I don't do that when I stop my advance and when I watch and I look for the attacks that are around me. And those are attacks that I can't even see anyway. I can't even see them coming. When I turn around and I watch, I've stopped my traction, that very traction that we learned about last week. So let me show you an example of this from the Gospel of Luke. In Luke chapter 4, Luke begins in chapter 4 with that account of Jesus being tempted in the wilderness. And we see that Jesus answers every temptation of the enemy with the Word of God. And then we see Jesus' victorious confrontation with the enemy conclude with this verse. This is Luke chapter 4, verse number 13. And when the devil had ended the complete cycle of temptation, he temporarily left him, that is, stood off from him, until another, more appropriate and favorable time. That more opportune, that more favorable time, that came shortly thereafter. If you're still looking in the book of Luke, just a couple verses after that, a few verses after that, we see that Jesus is returned back to his hometown of Nazareth. And in Nazareth, with the people that he grew up with, Jesus stands up before the people in the synagogue, and he reads from the scroll of Isaiah that they gave him. And when you look at that and you read that, in Luke chapter 4, you can see he's reading from Isaiah, what we would know as Isaiah chapter 61. And here's the thing. Isaiah chapter 61 is speaking prophetically about the Messiah. So Jesus is reading what Isaiah is saying prophetically about the coming Messiah. And then Jesus says to the people who are gathered there, he says, "This day, this has been completed in your ears." In other words, he's saying, "This day, this has been accomplished." Jesus is saying to the people that watched him grow up, he's saying, "I am the Messiah that Isaiah was speaking about." And then we see that as he continues to speak, the hearts of the people turn. Where originally they had hearts of expectation. They were looking to see some of those miracles that they had heard about in Capernaum and in the surrounding areas. And their hearts of expectation changed from expectation and anticipation to rage. And the account goes on to tell us that they physically grabbed Jesus. They physically led Jesus to the precipice that was at the edge of Nazareth. If you've been to Israel with us, or if you're going to, you ever go to Israel, you can go. You can see there's only one place in all of the area of Nazareth. There's only one place that you can find that fits this description. There's one place where there is a precipice. And you can look down that precipice and you can see it would not be a healthy thing to be tossed off that precipice. So the people, they grab Jesus physically. They lay their hands on him and they grab him and they take him to the edge of the precipice, and their intention, the people that grew up with him, their intention is to murder Jesus by throwing him off of the precipice. But look at what happens. This is Luke chapter 4, verse number 13. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. These people had physically led Jesus to the precipice. They had a hand on him. But when the time came, they could not lay hold of him. And Jesus turns and he went his way. Remember that phrase. Jesus went his way. Satan thought he had found his opportune time to destroy Jesus when the people led Jesus up to the precipice. If I'm looking at the attacks that are going on around me, or I'm watching for those attacks, I am not trusting Jesus as my rear guard. then I will look at the problem. I will focus on the problem. I will obsess on that problem. I will look and I will obsess on the situation and on the circumstances. And as soon as I start obsessing, when all I can see is the situation and the circumstances, I stop my advance. My advance has stopped. I'm right where Satan wants me to be. And all of a sudden, all I can see is gloom and possible disaster. This is when Satan leads me to the precipice. It's when I am looking and watching for his attacks. Meaning I'm not trusting Jesus to be my rear guard. I've taken my focus off of what's ahead, of my assignment. I've stopped my advance. When I do that, Satan has led me right to the edge of the precipice. I'm no longer advancing. I'm now looking down over the precipice. And when you look down over the precipice, all you can see is all of the potential destruction, the potential for defeat. That is all that you can see. It's all the potential for defeat and destruction that Satan has laid before you because he wants you to see those things. He wants you to see the sickness. He wants you to see the financial ruin. He wants you to see defeat in countless other ways. You know, that's when you'll get a symptom and Satan will take you to the precipice. If I'm looking at the attack, if I'm looking at the symptom, if he can get me to focus on the symptom, I've stopped looking and advancing and I have stopped. And he will lead me to the precipice and he'll say, look, you see this symptom? That's the same symptom your so-and-so had when they passed away. Or you just read an article, that sounds just like a cancer or whatever. He will show you if you will let him. When I stop my advance, he will lead me to the precipice. He will show you the potential for disaster. Or he'll tell you, see that what happened? You're going to lose your job. You're going to lose your money. Then you're going to lose your house. It's all going to be disaster. He will show you every potential humiliation and defeat that he can. And it's because I have stopped looking ahead to what Jesus has assigned me to do. And I've stopped my advance. I'm looking around. And that is when the enemy can lead me to the precipice. It's when I stop trusting Jesus as my rear guard. When I stop trusting Jesus as my rear guard, here's what I've done. I have lowered my shield of faith. My eyes are no longer on my assignment, and I've stopped my advance. Listen, if you find yourself in that position today, if you find that's where you're at, don't be dismayed. Because Jesus is our example. What did Jesus do when they led him to the precipice? He walked right through the midst of them. Previously, they had physically laid their hands on him to destroy him. But now, they can't hold him. They can't touch him. And he walks right through the midst. He goes his own way. He goes the other way. He goes his own way. Why? Why is Jesus able to do that? Well, the reason he can is the same reason that you and I can. Because Jesus knew the plans that his Father had for him. He knew the work that was assigned to him to do. The Bible tells us that Jesus went his way. He is looking only in the direction of his way, of his assignment. He's looking to the Father, knowing the Father has plans. And the Father's plans are not for your ruin. It's not for your destruction, and it's not for your defeat. Jesus knew the plans the Father had for him. He looked in that direction, and he just went his way, the Father's way. Don't look at the attacks. Don't look at all the things the enemy is doing. Look at what he's assigned you to do. And advance. Because when Jesus was looking at the will of his Father, when Jesus was looking at his Father's will, he advanced unimpeded. They could do nothing to hold him. When I'm not trusting Jesus, when I'm not trusting him as my rear guard, I am allowing the enemy to lead me to that precipice. I'm allowing him to take me to that point of destruction. But do what Jesus did. Follow the example of Jesus. If you are looking down the precipice and seeing only disaster, follow the example that Jesus gave us and look. Look His way. Look His way. Don't look the world's way. Don't look at trouble's way. Look His way. Look to Him. Look to what He's assigned you to do. And be about what He's assigned you to do. I've found so many times in my life that there can be disaster taking place all around me. I can focus on that disaster, but there's been plenty of times in my ministry experience that what I have to do is determine I'm just going to keep moving in the direction that He's called me. I'm going to do what He assigned me to do. And as I do the work that He assigned me to do, guess what? Everything else on the periphery falls by the wayside. Why? Because that's my shield of faith. And Jesus has me perfectly and totally surrounded. So follow the example of Jesus Christ and go His way. Go His way in your life. Go His way in His direction. And then, whatever, now listen to this. If you will go His way, whatever the enemy has laid upon you cannot retain its hold upon you. It's just like those people in Nazareth. They previously had been able to physically grab Jesus, and physically they led Him to the precipice. But when it came time, they couldn't grab Him. They couldn't grab hold of Him. Just like that, sickness, financial concerns or fears, depression, discouragement, your job, whatever it is, whatever the enemy has laid hold on you, if you look, if you will go His way, whatever the enemy has laid upon you cannot retain its hold upon you. Sickness or anything cannot retain its hold upon you. We keep advancing. This is how we advance. And here's what happens. When we do this, we actually turn the tables around on Satan. And we go back on the advance as we are supposed to. And when we advance, we put Satan back into the mode that he is supposed to be in. We put him back in the mode of retreat and defeat. And you keep on advancing. Amen? All right, so let's look at that same verse, Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 16. But let's look at it from the New American Standard Bible. It says in the New American Standard Bible, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Notice that in the New American Standard Bible, it says that the enemy's darts or arrows are flaming. Why flaming arrows? I mean, a flaming arrow is no more lethal than a regular arrow, right? I mean, an arrow is deadly by itself. Regardless of whether it's on fire or not, an arrow is deadly. But here's the thing. Flaming arrows, they are intimidating. That's one of the main reasons they were used throughout history. And it's exactly, it's an illustration of what Satan does. Flaming arrows are intimidating. Satan is sending flaming arrows. He's sending things to intimidate us. Because what he wants to do is cause us to turn away from his way, to turn our attention from our advance, and to look at what's happening on either side or behind, which means I'm not trusting Jesus to be my rear guard. Here's another thing. A regular arrow, it can only injure the person that it strikes. But a flaming arrow, it's combustible. It can catch other things on fire. It can spread pain, agony, fear, deceit from the enemy. It can spread all of those things even after it has struck its initial target. But as we lift up our shield of faith, as we lift up the shield of faith, you are extinguishing those flames. You extinguish the deceit. You extinguish the discouragement. You extinguish all of that before it can spread and touch and burn others. We've been seeing this all through this series. When we put on the whole armor of God, we're not just putting it on for our benefit, we are putting it on to benefit others as well. Listen to this from 1 John. This is 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Your shield, this is your faith is your shield. You overcome the world. You overcome and extinguish. When you lift up your shield of faith, you extinguish all of those flaming arrows that the enemy is sending your way. And you walk in the victory, that victory of Jesus Christ that overcomes everything the enemy could possibly throw at you. Lift up your shield of faith. Lift it up because it covers and it surrounds. You are covered and surrounded. Lift up your shield of faith and keep walking. Keep advancing. Keep moving forward in Jesus Christ in all things. You know, there's another thing when we look at the shield of faith. We can certainly see that the shield of faith, we've seen that what it does, it surrounds us with His protection. We are completely surrounded in His protection. But there's another thing the shield of faith does for us as well. It surrounds us. Listen, it is great to know. I keep my focus on Him. I go His way. His shield of faith surrounds me and protects me. But it also surrounds me in His full favor and goodwill. Not only is He protecting you, you are walking in too. As I know that He's my rear guard, I lift up that shield of faith. I advance forward. I am totally protected, but I am also surrounded by His goodwill, His favor. Let's go back. I want you to see once again Psalm 5, verse number 12. But we're going to look at this time from the Amplified Bible. For you, Lord, will bless the uncompromisingly righteous, him who is upright and is right standing with you. As with a shield, you will surround him with goodwill, pleasure, and favor. Listen, ask yourself this question today. Are you advancing? And are you advancing in his favor, his full favor, and in his goodwill, and in his pleasure? Are you advancing in those things? Or instead, am I allowing my mind? In trepidation, have I stopped my advance? In fear and trepidation, have I stopped moving forward? Stop my advance because I see myself as being vulnerable to the enemy's attacks. Don't see yourself as vulnerable. Change. Get rid of that carnal perspective. And instead, see the spiritual reality. With spiritual eyes, see the spiritual reality that says you are surrounded in His protection. You're surrounded in the protection and the love of Jesus Christ. As His royal priesthood, the royal priesthood in Jesus, we are to put on the whole armor of God. Today, I've just looked at one piece of the armor, the shield of faith. Let's advance, knowing that we have that shield of faith. Lift up the shield of faith that's around us. Let's advance, trusting, relying on Jesus Christ as we lift up that shield of faith over all things in our lives, everything, great and small. Somebody should have said amen or looked like that was a part of your life. We lift up that shield of faith over all things. One final verse. Well, five verses. This is Psalm 115, verses 10 through 14. I'm going to show you this in the Amplified Bible. O house of Aaron, the priesthood, you and I, trust in, lean on the Lord. He is their help and their shield. That's an Old Testament promise that's already come true for you. You who reverently fear the Lord, trust in and lean on the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron, the priesthood. He will bless those who reverently and worshipfully fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase and more, you and your children. It is awesome to picture that Jesus is mindful of us. If I believe that Jesus is mindful of us, then let us be mindful of what Jesus has instructed us to do, to lift up our shield of faith in reverence to Him. Because as you and I, as we do the work that He has assigned us to do, as we do the work and advance His kingdom, it brings increase for you. It brings increase for others. And as you're putting on the shield of faith, as you're lifting up the shield of faith, as you're advancing, looking only to go His way, you're also increasing the benefits for future generations. You're impacting your children and your children's children. Lift up that shield of faith. surrounded in advance. Amen. Let's stand up and praise Him this morning as we conclude.